Another good save, another save where the keeper stands tall. And that's hurt Lionel Ainsworth, who stayed down inside the Mansfield's 18-yard box. We've got 6 minutes of normal time remaining.
Nervous moments at both ends, because the shot from Nene Arnold was very similar to the one he had, the first one he had at Milton Keynes Dons on Tuesday. It was just a bit too close to the keeper, who was able to save it, but then straight to the other end, and nervous moments in the Stag box, and there still are, because it's a corner for Wycombe Wanderers.
Well, Mansfield have only left Nene as he's called forward as the cross comes in towards the penalty spot. It's headed goalwards, it's headed away by Mullins. Shot comes in, it's a poor one by Bloomfield. Well wide. And it's a goal kick to Mansfield. Would it be unfair now at this stage, after such a pulsating encounter, for somebody to go on and win it, you think? Is it one
not,
of those scenarios?
Not if it's us.
Yeah. I just heart back, back to the Grimsby game, where I thought Mansfield deserved to win that.
Right. Okay, I wasn't here for that game. It would be very upsetting, I think, if the Stags went and lost this game now, having put in a pretty decent second half performance. It wouldn't be at all surprising, because Wycombe have been really outstanding going forward, but they haven't done a lot in the second half. In the last 5 or 10 minutes, they just stepped it up a gear, and I think, to be honest, in the last, 5 minutes, it could go either way.
Well, Mike Williamson has now gone, and Lewis Christen has come on for Wycombe Wanderers, and he'll slot straight into that defensive role. I was amazed they left him on, that lad on, as long as they did. That's Mansfield clear, but Wycombe returning into the Stags half. It's cleared by Mansfield again, over the head of Torres. Arnold is there, gets the ball under control, finds De La Rea, who turn plays a terrific ball to Stephen Dawson, reaches in a forward position, but he gives it Brownie, right hand side, and Brown's cross is knocked away by Crooks, the defender, but it's back to Brown again, who tries to chip it in near post, and Danny Reed still got it, and Reed shoots, and it's saved by the keeper's legs, and appeals for a free kick. De La Rea!
Goal! Goal!
De La Rea!
Goal!
He's scored! Well, Wycombe failed to clear it, and Jonathan De La Rea at last scores a goal for Mansfield Town. The Stags are 3-2 up with time ticking away. 4 minutes of normal time remaining, and Jonathan De La Rea, the sheer power of that shot, took it past Jamie Young, who made the save, the Wycombe keeper. He did save the ball, make no bones about it, but the sheer power took it past Jamie Young and into the roof of the net at the Quarry Lane stand end, and I'm absolutely thrilled to bits for Jonathan De La Rea.
His first goal for the Stags. I mean, he did score in a pre-season game against Sheffield Wednesday, but for all intents and purposes, that's John Goliath's first goal, and what a time to get it! Come on, Mansfield!
Well, Mooney on the edge of Mansfield's 18-yard box tries to get there,